Chapter 7. I came back the next afternoon from our first mountain post and stopped the car at the Smistimento, where the wounded and sick were sorted by their papers and the papers marked for the different hospitals. I had been driving, and I sat in the car and the driver took the papers in. It was a hot day and the sky was very bright and blue and the road was white and dusty. I sat in the high seat of the Fiat and thought about nothing. A regiment went by in the road, and I watched them pass. The men were hot and sweating. Some wore their steel helmets, but most of them carried them slung from their packs. Most of the helmets were too big and came down almost over the ears of the men who wore them. The officers all wore helmets, better-fitting helmets. It was half of the Brigata Basilicata. I identified them by their red and white striped collar mark. There were stragglers going by long after the regiment had passed. Men who could not keep up with their platoons. They were sweaty, dusty, and tired. Some looked pretty bad. A soldier came along after the last of the stragglers. He was walking with a limp. He stopped and sat down beside the road. I got down and went over. "What's the matter?" He looked at me, then stood up.
"I'm going on."
"What's the trouble?"
"The war."
"What's wrong with your leg?"
"It's not my leg, I got a rupture."
"Why don't you ride with the transport?" I asked. "Why don't you go to the hospital?"
"They won't let me. The lieutenant said I slipped the truss on purpose."
"Let me feel it."
"It's way out."
"Which side is it on?"
"Here."
I felt it.
"Cough," I said. "I'm afraid it will make it bigger. It's twice as big as it was this morning."
"Sit down," I said. "As soon as I get the papers on these wounded, I'll take you along the road and drop you with your medical officers."
"He'll say I did it on purpose."
"They can't do anything," I said. "It's not a wound. You've had it before, haven't you?"
"But I lost the truss."
"They'll send you to a hospital."
"Can't I stay here, tenente?"
"No, I haven't any papers for you." The driver came out of the door with the papers for the wounded in the car.
4 for 105, 2 for 132,
he said. There were hospitals beyond the river. "You drive," I said. I helped the soldier with the rupture up on the seat with us.
"You speak English?"
he asked.
"Sure."
"How you like this goddamn war?"
"Rotten."
"I say it's rotten. Jesus Christ, I say it's rotten."
"Were you in the States?"
"Sure, in Pittsburgh. I knew you was an American."
"Don't I talk Italian good enough?"
"I knew you was an American, all right."
"Another American,"
said the driver, in Italian, looking at the hernia man.
"Listen, lieutenant, do you have to take me to that regiment?"
"Yes."
"Because the captain doctor knew I had this rupture. I threw away the goddamn truss, so it would get bad and I wouldn't have to go to the line again."
"I see."
"Couldn't you take me no place else?"
"If it was closer to the front, I could take you to a first medical post. But back here, you've got to have papers."
"If I go back, they'll make me get operated on, and then they'll put me in the line all the time."
I thought it over.
"You wouldn't want to go in the line all the time, would you?"
he asked. "No."
"Jesus Christ, ain't this a goddamn war?"
"Listen," I said. "You get out and fall down by the road and get a bump on your head, and I'll pick you up on our way back and take you to a hospital. We'll stop by the road here, Aldo." We stopped at the side of the road. I helped him down.
"I'll be right here, lieutenant,"
he said. "So long," I said.